1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time 12 noon. Minus 4 degrees under partly sunny skies. Temperatures won't warm up much farther. In fact, a wind chill advisory in effect through 9 o'clock this evening. We'll have more details following the news. But the top story is this extreme Arctic air mass. The second time this month it has impacted Wisconsin, with wind chills expected to drop below minus 30. It is going to be a tough time to be outside if you are not bundled up. The winds that are accompanying this cold temperature is also blowing snow from recent storms on the roadways, causing drifting and at times whiteout conditions. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department is asking drivers to slow down, especially on I-43 between Sheboygan and Utsburg. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said this stretch of roadway saw over 20 calls for assistance Saturday morning and 8 calls in a 2-hour period earlier today.
The drivers are just going way too fast. In fact, we had a report just in the last 15 minutes of a vehicle traveling in excess of 80 miles an hour going into these whiteout conditions. We're not going to take this lightly, and we're going to do the best we can as we can.
Crews are out trying to combat the blowing snow. The conditions outside did force several schools, churches, and businesses to close today, but most school districts did hold classes and are currently holding classes. But you have to think about it. When similar weather conditions took place earlier this month, 2 school days were lost. So what was different today? Well, all districts in Sheboygan County follow the same wind chill guideline. When it reaches minus 20, you consider closure. At minus 30, you do it. Cedar Grove, Belgium Superintendent Steve Shaw said county superintendents talked last night, and given that wind chills would stay in the minus 20s through most of the day, classes would be held.
You're always going to make the wrong choice for somebody. And we thought we could get, you know, we've already got a couple days that we're kind of in the hole right now. So it was important for us to try to get it in, and we were able to.
Well, with wind chills expected to drop below minus 30 tomorrow, some school districts already making the decision to cancel classes. That does include Plymouth and Sheboygan and Random Lake and Cedar Grove, Belgium. A full list of closures and cancellations in the area can be found on our website, WHBL.com. Governor Scott Walker held a meeting this morning to discuss what more the state government could do to help those who are feeling the effects of low propane supplies in the state. Larry Lee has more.
There isn't a lot government can do to solve the propane shortage, because it is a supply and demand problem, with strong demand during the fall and early winter when distributors are usually building up their reserves. So far, Walker has issued an executive order allowing propane truckers to drive more hours, and the Department of Transportation has suspended truck weight limits on several roads to allow transportation of more fuel. If there are any new ideas or developments, we'll find out when the governor speaks after the meeting. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
One of Wisconsin's most moderate state legislators is calling it quits, saying he's not willing to participate in, quote, partisan conformity. Senate Republican Dale Schultz, a 30-year legislative veteran from Richland Center, said today there's more to life than being a senator. The 60-year-old Schultz went against his Republican Party line twice on mining the past 2 years, and he voted against Scott Walker's collective bargaining limits in 2011. In a statement, Schultz cited the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that allowed businesses to spend money on campaigns. Because of that, he said, quote, compromise has given way to partisan conformity. It's been speculated for months whether Schultz would run again after conservative Assembly Republican Howard Markline said he'd run for the Senate seat. Former state DOT budget director Ernie Whitwer is also running for Schultz's seat as a Democrat. The Maryland Mall, where a deadly shooting took place over the weekend, is reopening today. 3 people, including the gunman, died inside the mall in Columbus, in Columbia, when shots rang out Saturday morning. Authorities have identified the shooter as 19-year-old Darion Aguilar. It's not believed Aguilar had any connections with his victims. A fire in the wall at the Dukes of Devon on Riverfront Drive in the city of Sheboygan last night did an estimated $5,000 in damage. The fire department was called shortly after 5 o'clock when smoke was spotted coming from the building. Shift Commander Pat Nicholas said the fire was caused by the stove in the kitchen, which heated the wall and started the fire inside. The fire was quickly extinguished. It looks like Christopher Barber will keep his job. The 32-year-old Two Rivers man was hailed by Governor Scott Walker during his State of the State address last week, only to learn later that Barber was a sex offender in his former life. The Aaron's Snowblower plant in Brilliance said it was considering Barber's job status after both the company and the governor's office failed to check his background before highlighting him. Company spokeswoman Ann Stilp now says Aaron's continues to support Barber as an employee. Milwaukee area labor law expert Janet Hines tells the Journal Sentinel it would be hard to terminate Barber as long as he didn't lie on his job application. A team record 14,000-plus fans braved the wind and snow yesterday to attend the Brewers on Deck Fan Festival yesterday, and fans were treated to an appearance from Ryan Braun, his first major appearance since his suspension last year. Eric Grillard has more.
Ryan Braun has made his biggest appearance yet Sunday since he was suspended for 65 games for banning the league's anti-drug policy. The former MVP spoke at Brewers on Deck Sunday. He says it's been a wild offseason.
Overall, it's been extremely enjoyable. I don't think I've ever been happier. I don't think I've ever enjoyed life more. I don't think I've ever been in a better place. So from that perspective, it's been beautiful. The wedding was amazing. Excited and looking forward to the next year while trying to learn from everything that I went through this past year.
Braun says he doesn't think he can ever apologize enough for letting fans down, though he's ready for the next chapter in his career.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Bundle up out there. Temperatures staying below zero for the next 48 hours. Currently, minus four as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 12:06.